letters of the Rebbe in volume 17. This is letter number 6381. Baruch Hashem, the 9th of Tammuz, Tavshin Yud Ches, Brooklyn, Shalom Baruchah. The Rebbe says, it was pleasant to me to receive your letter from the end of the third month. The third month is the month of Sivan. It's called the Yarcha Tlisa, the month in which the Torah was given. In that letter, you write that he doesn't carry any anger in his heart. Apparently, he was in education and he was teaching, and maybe some of the young students didn't behave respectfully to him. And he was maybe telling to the Rebbe how they were having, even though he doesn't have any anger in his heart, but the fact is that it was inappropriate, whatever the behavior, that maybe it was disrespect to him, and it was in the behavior. So the Rebbe says, your argument that youngster did not behave properly, etc. So the Rebbe says, well, you know, the verse says, Reiv shonim yediu chokhma. As years grow up, the wisdom increases. We'll know. In other words, when somebody is young, they still do foolish things when they're young. And it takes years to person to understand and become wise. So the Rebbe says, so from this it's understood that here, from year to year, and from time to time, there is additional wisdom in what it was by the child before. So in other words, Rebbe says he'll grow up. It's not, he'll grow up, your argument. And the Rebbe quotes from the Navi, from Shmuel, it says over there that she brought, Chana brought her son, who she prayed for. Hashem gave her a son to Eli. So the pasuk says, "Vanar nar." The child was childish, which means. And the Rebbe brings down from the Mefarshim there, even though he acted childish and he didn't really, maybe, respect enough in the Eli Hakohen, the high priest over there, and. Actually, I remember in the Gemara, there is a whole debate. He was a little disrespectful to the Eli HaKohen. He challenged some of his rulings, and he was, in a way, a little aggressive, came out. But the Rebbe says, nar, he was childish, but still, just because he acted out a little bit, was not a reason not to bring him to the Beis Medrash. Rebbe Rosdorton. And still the mother Chana brought her son to the Beis HaMikdash, to Eli HaKohen. So the Rebbe says that not to worry too much, that years will sort of improve. With years it will improve the situation. And the Rebbe prays that he should grow in wisdom, like the Mishnah says, that his wisdom should be sustained. How is wisdom sustained? Through fear of heaven that comes before. So, which means he should be wise and God-fearing and lots of nachas to his parents and to the whole family member. He's not making a big to-do about the childish behavior, and the Rebbe shows from the prophet that even sometimes they act childish, there's not a reason not to bring them to the Beis HaMikdash to study. And the Rebbe says you'll grow up and you'll have lots of nachas from him. during an auspicious time, the Rebbe says, I'll mention all those you write about them on the holy tzion of my father-in-law, the Rebbe, who wrote the title, as fitting to what you write in the letter. And the Rebbe says, the merit of your efforts and the hard work in the classes of study that are in your shul, that is, I guess he used to give over different classes that he would teach the Teich over there, that he would study over there. I read in these classes, those are classes in the complete Torah, the revealed and Chassidus, that should stand by you to your honor and to all those who put in effort and those who help, that this should bring them the blessing for whatever they need, from spiritual till flesh, from the soul to the body. And as we're getting close to the festival of redemption of Yud Beis Yud Gimel Tammuz, which is the redemption of our Rebbe, our leader, the head of Israel, and the body follows the head, so may it be the will that each and every one of us should be redeemed amongst all Jewish people, redeemed from all matters that are troubling, confusing, and very clear, open victory over them, just as it was in those days during this period before 31 years ago. And in a wide way, you should be able to increase forces in all those matter on which the master of this joy, the previous Rebbe, gave over his life. He gave up literally his life for them. And the first and foremost is to raise students that will be fearing the blessed Hashem and learning a complete Torah, Nigla, and Primus, and fulfilling the mitzvahs behider. Blessings for good news. So the Rebbe is saying that his efforts in teaching Torah, both Nigla and Chassidus, in the shul, and this was something which the previous Rebbe devoted and gave his life up for, that. So that privilege should stand by you. This is what he wanted to raise students who are God-fearing, learn all Torah, Nigla, and Primus, and fulfill mitzvahs behidur. The Rebbe blesses him for good news.